It's 11:15, it's BBC Radio York. Now, almost rule one of being on the radio is don't mumble. That might not be possible for our next guest this morning because she is a mumbler. In fact, Emily Pickard was the founder of the York Mumblers. What is the Mumblers? Why was it set up? Let us find out because Emily is with me in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wearing a very proud York Mumblers polo top this morning. Explain what Mumblers is for those who haven't come across it.
Sure. There's two elements to York Mumblers. First of all, we have a Facebook group, which is all about, you know, local peer-to-peer support, advice, you know, from parent to parent. And then there's also yorkmumbler.com, which is a website that I set up to be a one-stop shop for parents in York, really, from everything they might want to know, from days out to classes and play groups to good retailers to go that are child-friendly, restaurants and all sorts of information, really.
I've just had a look at it. I mean, it is a great source of all sorts of snippets of information. It's the sort of thing that... If you were a parent and you were scratching your head thinking, what do we do with them next? Or how do I find out about this? You'd go there, really.
Absolutely, yeah. There's regular listings on there, like I say, the weekly classes and play groups, and then every school holiday and special occasions like Halloween, Christmas, half term that are coming up. I have pages on there that tell you what's suitable for families in York on there.
It's a very useful resource, and you've just reached an important milestone.
Yes, in the summer we actually reached 10,000 members on our Facebook group, so it's grown over the last 4 years to that number, something we're really proud of, and hence why we're having a celebration this weekend.
Oh yes, now tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've teamed up with the guys at Piglet's Adventure Park in the north of York, near Strensel there, and we've got yorkmumbler.com Big Weekend at Piglet's, so for those parents who've already been to Piglet's, they'll know it's a fantastic day out in itself there. There's all sorts of things to do. They've obviously got the farm there, as well as a lot of outdoor activities. But we're also putting on three extra areas, if you like, that are all within big marquees. So we've got an activity tent, which is places like baby sensory, toddler sense, kinder music with Kath. You've got music groups, dance on point, ballet, for example, doing showcases in there for what they do, all for free. Once you've paid your half price admission, and then we've got a Mumbler marketplace, so you can get a bit of Christmas shopping done a little bit early, and also hear from some of the great providers in York, all family related. And then I wanted to make the event good for parents. Obviously parents are happy if their children are happy, but I wanted to make sure that parents get a little bit of time to themselves as well. So Little Green Rascals are very kindly providing a creche, so you can have your child looked after very well for an hour, and you can have a bit of time out in our little retreat tent.
Not that you don't love them, but there are moments when you could do with a bit of personal time,
everyone needs a bit of me time. Yeah, absolutely.
The idea of Mumblers, where did it come from?
So York Mumbler was set up by myself, and I was inspired by my sister set up HarrogateMumbler.com in Harrogate after she'd had her children a couple of years older than mine. And it was basically, if I'm honest, originally the Facebook group was about making a few friends in York, getting to know other mums and getting to know some tips for myself. And then it grew and grew, and I realised that there was a need for this kind of information to be housed somewhere, because while there's pockets of information on all sorts of different websites, parents don't have a lot of time to go trawling lots of different places.
A one-stop shop. Whose Mumbler group is doing the best? Is it your sisters who thought the idea up, or is it you who sort of borrowed the idea from her?
We're very much in partnership with the whole thing. They're both doing really well. I think Sally now has about 13,000 members in Harrogate.
She's just ahead of you.
She's set up a couple of years ahead of us, yeah. But no, they're both doing fantastically well, and we're both really pleased to be able to offer the service to the community.
The website bit, there's lots of information there, yeah. But there are also links there that will take you through to other things. And then the Facebook group is different. Is that presumably that's where the discussion, where the interaction goes on?
Yeah, that's right. That's very much about, you know, peer-to-peer, as I say, peer-to-peer advice and support from parents. So
what sort of things do people post on there? What would be a typical thing?
There's all sorts. I would say some examples are questions of things that are going on in York, which is obviously what I've housed on yorkmumbler.com. But also things like just some reassurances from parents that what you're going through with your children and with new babies is kind of normal. So things like, my baby's awake at such and such a time in the night. Is anyone else out there? And you sort of don't feel so alone if
Help,
you know there's other
talk
people
to
out
me.
There. Yeah, feeding children, where's good to go? All sorts of information about, you know, all new parents will know, it's quite a minefield.
Do you allow controversy on there? Because I know, I mean, Mumsnet exists,
yes,
and has become a national phenomenon. And I think it's sometimes thought that the opinion of Mumsnet can actually be more powerful than the opinion of some sort of fairly major national politicians. What Mumsnet says can be quite important. How do you differ from what they do? I mean, they do have some really sparky, gritty political conversations. Do you encourage that or discourage that, or is it just what people want to write?
I suppose the difference between York Mumbler and something like Mumsnet is that York Mumbler is very much about local information for the people at the Mums of York. On the Facebook group, something I always try to reiterate is about support, kindness. So I don't want to put headlines out to create controversy. Absolutely not. That's not what we're about. I think the parents are under enough pressure as it is in life. They don't need pressure from me or, you know, to add to that or from Mumbler. So we're very much about support, kindness, and helping other parents, really. I think that's fundamentally what Mumbler is and why it's different to anything else that's out there.
Could you look back across the history of what's gone on the Facebook page or what's been on the Mumbler website itself and say, this was our greatest triumph? This was the thing. I look back and I'm really proud that we got that sorted out. Or that was the weirdest thing that anybody ever asked, but it worked.
I feel proud every day on Mumbler, to be honest. I mean, conversations do come up. Obviously, there's some controversial topics when it comes to parenting. And one of the things that I really, again, feel strongly about is that all parents are different. You make your own choices and you've got to do what's right for you and your family. And that's something that I feel proud on. I'd say 99.9% of the conversations on there are very much in that vein, very supportive. And that's what makes me feel really, really proud about Mumbler.
What about you? What about the effort that you have to put into it? Because, I mean, the website is fantastic. Yeah. Facebook needs monitoring all the time to see what people are writing, what people are saying. Do you spend your entire life glued to a smartphone or a computer thinking, gosh, that's fallen out of date, I need to update that, or
no,
I need to moderate that? Or
I mean, it's like any job, I suppose, that you could spend all your life on it. My two children will always be, you know, my first priority, my two children and my husband and my own family. But yeah, it's a passion of mine, and I do feel very passionate about it. And I don't see everything that happens on the Facebook group. I'm not on there 24 hours, and nor would I want to be. You know, I'm not there to be the mother of 10,000 people. We're all adults, and I have some other admins that help me on the Facebook group as well, some good friends of mine, which I'm really grateful to. And there's people who report things if anything's sort of getting out of hand. But no, ultimately, I provide a forum. I'm not there to police what people say. I just want it to keep supportive and friendly.
I'm glad you'd get your own life, because it'd be really ironic, wouldn't it, if some stage in the future you had to turn around to your kids and say, well, I'm sorry I wasn't as good a parent as I would like to have been. I was too busy running a parenting website. You're not going to let that happen.
That's not absolutely not the plan. I mean, the point of Mumbler is that I can fit it around my life, and, you know, that's why I'm doing it as a job.
How do people access what you do? How do people join up? I mean, Facebook is just Facebook. You go, you like it, and you follow it, and you'll start to get the Facebook feed.
Yeah, if you go onto the York Mumbler group on Facebook, you can see us there. There's also a York Mumbler news page, which is me posting information within Facebook. And then yorkmumbler.com is the website. If you want to get tickets for the event this weekend, that's open to any families in York. You can do that at the Piglets Adventure Farm website, sponsored by Your Moves Anscombe as well. They've been fantastic in helping us create this event and make it happen for the parents of York.
And if people want to sign up to the newsletter, how often does that arrive?
I do a newsletter once a month, and you can sign up via yorkmumbler.com.
Don't speak to me now, I'm editing the monthly newsletter. I've got to think things through. I noticed this one is all about happy times. Many of them have gone back to school and left us in some peace. And you've got some suggestions, actually, some quite useful suggestions, again, going back to adults, mums and dads, families, parents.
Yes.
Having some projects of their own now that the pressure of the school summer holidays are over.
Yeah, absolutely. All parents' lives are all about their children, but I want to make sure that it's the parents are getting the support that they need to be able to be the best parents they can as well. So I give suggestions for parents, things like date nights and making sure that they're getting time for themselves, because we know that happy parents mean happy children.
Do you see it going beyond? It started in Harrogate, it came to York. Do you see it going further? Will there be a will there be a national network of mumbler sites before long?
Yeah, absolutely. That's happening sort of as we speak. So we have also a website in Hull, Hull and East Riding Mumbler. There's one in Leeds, and they're opening up across the country, yes.
Well, it sounds like you and your sister, one way or another, have tapped into a vein of something that's really appreciated and really wanted. Emily, lovely to see you this morning.
Thank you.
Onward and upward for the York Mumbler.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Go and have a look at it. It's at yorkmumbler.com. And, of course, as you heard Emily say, as well as their own website, they also have a Facebook page that you can like and follow too.